Well, Clarence, it's wonderful to talk to you, and this is Dynamite Dawn. Now then, what song would you like to hear, Clarence?
Well, I'd like to hear that one by Dickie Lee.
Called Patches, or the other one called 9,999,999 Tears, Clarence?
That's the one.
That's the one. Do you have a broken heart? Is there something that would make you want to request that song that has been unhappy in your life, Clarence?
Oh, my sweetie just broke up with me the other night.
My heavens, I'm so sorry to hear that, but certainly occasionally these things do happen, and we must carry on.
Oh.
So carry on. Don't spend any time brooding over this, Clarence. You must be brave and strong. So would you please?
Oh, you bet.
All right, Clarence. Now, I don't know if I have that song or not, but I have another one for you that you might just adore. It's by Bad Burton Cummings, and it's called Timeless Love.
Oh, sounds precious.
Would you like to hear it?
You bet.
Here it comes, Clarence.
Okay.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye, Bright Eyes.
Bye-bye, Dynamite. 13 minutes after it. Don't ask me. They just come out of the woodwork. I only answer the telephone. I don't know anything. 16 after 8 o'clock, and just in case you were curious, no, there are never any put-up phone calls in this radio program. I don't think... Well, I tell you, I've had one, and that is the assistant trainer of the Finnish national hockey team. That was a sort of a put-up phone call, but the rest of them come right out of the wall at you, and I'm as surprised as you are, especially when you answer the phone, hi, K158, and the guy says, is this Dynamite Dawn? And you wonder from how many inches of water did you get in the thing?
3 or 4 inches.
3 or 4 inches in a basement is no fun at all.
No, she's a bad one.
Tell them, what area of town do you live in?
North Kildonan.
North Kildonan. A lot of them get it up there?
Yeah, quite a few.
It's a shame. All over the city or just in certain areas?
Certain areas, I think.
Yeah?
Not as bad as New York, though.
In New York, yeah, they had a power blackout, I heard. How long did that last?
Still going on.
Still going on. Manny Bazunas will no doubt have details for it in a couple
no
of moments.
Doubt.
No doubt. You got details on that for us, Manny?
No doubt.
No. Do you know what day it is today?
No.
This is Bastille Day.
No, of course.
July the 14th. The anniversary of the proletariat arising and smiting the capitalist leaders of French society at that time. And it, beg your pardon?
Thanks for that needed information.
Oh, okay. It didn't mean to clog up your sinuses with it, but as long as we've gone this far, it is also the occasion on which, when faced with the raging masses at her front door, Marie Antoinette said, call the Winnipeg City Police. Oh, she said, let them eat cake. So we'll celebrate Bastille Day. I was in Paris on Bastille Day 4 years ago.
And?
No, I didn't have a piece of cake anywhere in this city. However, I met an out-of-work horse trainer from Copenhagen, which is another story entirely.
They just guillotined a person in Paris recently.
Did they really? What had he done?
He wasn't celebrating Bastille Day, I can tell you that.
I bet he got up and said, Vive le Quebec Libre or something. Yeah. 28 minutes after 6 o'clock. Anyway, on Monday of next week, Barry, you'll be interested in this. We're going out to the Breezy Bend Golf Course, where we will be emceeing a dinner for the Police and Pals Athletic League, or Police and Pals organization, featuring Police Chief Stewart and your favorite hockey player and his, Bobby Hull.
Mm. Haven't seen Bobby for a while now.
Well, he's supposed to be at that dinner, so we'll just be right there introducing him. I wonder if you could tell me a few things about him so that I can introduce him.
About who? Police Chief Stewart?
You're no help. You are absolutely no help.
Are you emceeing that thing?
Yes, I am. But I'm happy to be there, too.
Well, I had just got out from the county prison doing 90 days for non-support. Yeah, I got them.
Late Jim Croce's Car Wash Blues. It's 6:31 on KY58, Thursday the 14th, and a little sunshine peeping through, so maybe we'll get a clearing trend. Enough rain for a while yesterday, inch and a half of the stuff.
Beautifully.
There's no baby in the song. It's just it's just Put Your Old Blue Jeans On by David Dundas. I never heard of the song. Never, ever heard of it. I had a guy call me and say it was the number one song in Winnipeg 3 months ago. I never heard of it. Of course, I sleep a lot. Anyway, appreciate your call. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Say goodbye to the nice man.
Goodbye, nice man.
Thank you. 6:32.
Take a look at... Every Wednesday during July and August at Radio Shack stores and participating dealers.
22 minutes to 7 o'clock on KY58 with Donna Birch and... in this morning. A lot of mail to open. A surprise from the gas bar. A couple of urgent notes here, and we'll get at it.
Billy lived on Blueberry Hill. I love Billy and always will.
Good morning, Winnipeg. There is no doubt rain was the main pain yesterday. Two storms dumped over 1.5 inches of rain on Winnipeg. However, very little in the way of problems overnight. Hydro reports power out in the Fort Garry region yesterday afternoon. MTS says about 1,800 residents were without phone service. And one Winnipeg woman is reported satisfactory in hospital after lightning struck her home. Today, some rain this morning, then more rain after lunch to sun up tomorrow with a high 24. In the Whiteshell, 19, 17 at the Lake Winnipeg beaches, 14 at Clear Lake and Brandon. Well, this hour in Winnipeg, 17 Celsius, 63 Fahrenheit. I'm Manny Bazunas with the master of the morning, Don Percy, on KY58.
I went to my apartment on a Monday at 1, singing, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, just doing my thing.
I've never heard anything like this before.
Ting-a-ling. 7 to 7 on KY58. Two Naturals, Donna Birch and you. On Thursday morning, the 14th, remember yesterday morning, had the youngster from Anolo, Lolo from Anolo, call in and win a bet by doing that song word for word and note for note, so to speak, on the air. And so we got out of paying a bet to her brother of $4 and 12 milkshakes. I would have, after hearing the song, I would just as soon have paid off the bet myself. However, she did it right down to the little giggles and everything. Very neatly done. Thank you. 6:54, the bomb show lives, I guess.
For a real birthday bonanza, make tracks for Eaton's Rootin' Tootin' Birthday Sale. On now, downtown, Polo Park, Garden City, and Warehouse. See you there, partner.
All righty, 6:54, with a temperature of 17 Celsius, about 63 Fahrenheit, and going up. We had a little bit of sunshine, but that's gone away. More cloud and shower activity forecast. Inch and a half of the stuff yesterday. Honest to goodness, it's been the soggiest summer in green-friendly Manitoba. Well, even though it's soggy and basements are flooded and such like that, it might... I just thought of a way to lead in. He's done it again, Martha. I just thought of a way to lead into a Harvard Homes commercial. You say you got up this morning and you stepped right into 2 inches of water and the bottom of the refrigerator is flooded... And the dog has got a cold nose and got up on the bed and shook himself all over you this morning. And the kids can't find their doll. And the old lady is giving you a hassle about the house coming apart around your ears. Well, if that's what's bothering you, Bunky, perhaps it's time you went to visit a new home. And specifically a new Harvard home. Applause, applause, applause. He got into it again. I think it's easy getting into two commercials a morning in a different style each time. Well, it takes some doing. What doesn't take much doing is getting to like a Harvard home once you go see them. However, if you haven't yet gone see them, may I suggest this be a good time to do it. Not much else to do in the rain and such. Can't be sitting out on the beach unless you really enjoy having a soggy, sandy bottom. That sounds like the name of an area, doesn't it? Where do you stay in your cottage? Out around Sandy Bottom. At any rate, Harvard Homes open till 9 tonight at their three locations. 90, oh, they moved it. 59 Roll Mount in the Maples. 90, no, 50 Continental in North Kildonan. And 27 Stephanie in North Kildonan. All right, any of those three locations, we'll be happy to have you come through. Although, clean off your muddy boots first. And take a check at the features that Harvard Homes have that other new homes just don't have. And remember, there is a special deal in the making we've been telling you about for 2 weeks that I can't tell you about entirely just yet. But as soon as we get the go-ahead, we'll go ahead and tell you about it, unless by that time we've forgotten. Matter of fact, I got a call from Harvard Homes the other day saying, what is it you're talking about, Doug? I said, Don. They said, Don. I said, I thought you knew. They said, no. Well, we'll refresh our memories and give you the details on what can get you into a Harvard Homes quicker and easier than you might have thunk.
Hey, hey, fun.
Do you remember 1963?
I'll marry you.
Well, neither do I. However, this song comes from there.
No one else could ever do.
Hey Paula, done by Paul and Paula, who were America's singing sweethearts in 1963 until they got into a fistfight, and I believe that he's now working in a funny store around Broadway. And Paula has disappeared to become an out-of-work Roto-Rooter man.
A horn sounds, and you're off on one of the most delightfully memorable experiences you've ever had. Call 586-5600.
Texaco has a super summer special for this super summer weekend. This is Texaco's way of saying, have a happy summer weekend, and we'd like you to come back.
7 o'clock, Thursday morning, July 14th, Bastille Day. Cloudy and showery is the way it looks. Overcast. I believe we're going to get some more sog on this morning.
No more carefree laughter.
That's knowing me, knowing you. I'm just going over some mail. I got a lot of mail today for some reason or other that I have to go through. Here's one. Maybe remember telling me about the girl in Polo Park nuts about you. Thursday is her 19th birthday. Listens between 8 and 8:30. All right, that's out the window. It's 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. We'll hold off that for an hour. Now, here's a first I'd like to say. This comes from Kenora. First, I'd like to say how much you enjoy your show, having his master in the morning. I'd like to ask you a favor. July 14th is my husband and mine's fourth wedding anniversary. So between 7 a.m. and 7:30, could you play Do You Want to Make Love and dedicate it to my husband, Hector? One more thing, would you be so kind as to do your growl for me? Well, I can see the plot right now. I do the growl, get you all warmed up, then Hector has all the fun. Now, does that strike you as being fair? I hope the raging masses... Raging masses would miss you. A faithful listener. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I don't like any of you promiscuous listeners. Here's another one which ties in with that. Good morning, Mr. Dodd Percy. Well, good morning. This one comes from Stony Mountain. Thought I'd drop a line from Stony Mountain to kindly ask you if it'd be okay if I could request a song for my woman in Winnipeg. Oh, her name is Linda T. By the jingle, you know the price of tea is going up something fierce, too. Song is called Do You Want to Make Love by Peter McCann, see? Would you please play it between 6:30 and 7:30 and pass this message on to her? She's probably waiting by the radio, so would you please say it? Thanks a lot, Don. Here's the message. Ready for the message? This is the message and not the massage. All right, Linda, from your man in Stony Mountain. Good morning, love. Well, love, have a good day, and please take real good care of yourself. Remember always, your man loves you a lot. See you Saturday. Bye for now, love. Your man. All right, that's the message. Happy to pass it on. Now then, Hector and Joanne... Or Jean, I guess it is. Jean, J-E-A-N-N-E. And Linda and C.J., all of yous want to hear Do You Want to Make Love? Well, I don't have it, as a matter of fact. Not since my illness, anyway. But we will play it after 9 o'clock. But I'll have another song for you called Gonna Fly Now. How about that? Or the theme from Rocky. I think that should do well. Or just a song before I go. Anyway, we'll do you a little song. Now then, Jean wanted the growl, and Hector wanted Do You Want to Make Love? And I've given the message from CJ to Linda, so that's okay. So we've handled all of that. Now then, Jean, on this your fourth wedding anniversary, you're not getting older, you're getting better. We'll put it that way. 4 years married, huh? And Hector leans over and says, Do you want to make love? And you turn on the radio, and Percy says... Years married, and this is the fourth time.
Primary documents, secondary documents.
Your social insurance number. It's yours and yours alone.
Something special is about to happen in Winnipeg. See something special.
It's 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Yes, I never do get a growl myself. I just give. I give, give, give. I never take.
Well,
the crowds,
like
they demand so much of me. I beg your pardon?
How would you like to take a special little purr?
Take a special purr?
Yeah, well, it's not a growl. It's more of a purr.
Are you a little pussycat?
No, I'm a tiger, actually. But, I'm just a pussycat.
How old are you? Are you 21?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You hesitated before that.
Well, I'm older than 21.
Oh, you're over 21.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Then, you know, as long as you're a mature woman, I wouldn't want to, you know, be arrested or anything like that. What's your first name, dear?
I'm not going to tell.
That's a very strange first name. I knew a girl once that who was named See You Later, and another one who said, Get out of here, creep. But I've never met, and I'm never going to tell. All right. How long have you been practicing this purr?
Oh, about a couple of weeks, I guess.
Who have you been practicing it on is a better question.
Well, nobody. I've just been saving it.
Ah, for me alone?
Well, it depends.
FFI, far-fuddling in. Okay, can I hear it?
Yeah.
What do I have to do? Do I have to close my eyes or anything like that?
Well, you lean back in your chair.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Sweep your hair off of your right ear.
My right ear, okay.
Yeah, you use your left, I'll use your right, okay?
Okay,
are you ready?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, give me your name, give me your phone number, give me your dimensions, give me some. That's terrific. Holy, are you married?
No.
You're gonna be with that. Holy smokes. You took a breath in the middle of it, too. Which is even sexier when you go...
Well, see, normally, breath would be replaced by something else, but if I'm alone, I've got to breathe.
Listen, I'm through work here at 10 o'clock. It's, heck, I could get out of here now. There's not all that much to do anyway. Just a bunch of old Harvard Holmes commercials that I've been on.
No, I just thought I'd make this day for a while.
Well, you certainly did help me out. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Could I have another little touch of it? Just a little touch of it?
Which part do you want to touch?
The middle part.
Okay.
Holy. Okay.
Okay, now take it easy, sweetie.
I'm ready. I'm going to get right to work now.
Okay, doll.
Yeah, bye-bye. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The mystery woman strikes. So we jump. All right. I'm ready to do this radio program now. It's 13 minutes after 7 o'clock. You get right over here and get the... Believe she's done me damage.
Just a song before I go. It's easy to get burned.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash, just a song before I go. It's a quarter after seven, and I think I'll go. That lady just started to turn my crank right then and then. Very seldom does the old master of the morning have the tables turned. But the middle part, that... Ordinarily, she said she'd do something different instead of take a breath. Now then, let me count. What could she possibly... Oh, no, she wouldn't do that. She wouldn't do that. Would she do that, you think?
Folks across Canada have taken the Pepsi Challenge. Let your taste decide.
If your sense of adventure takes you beyond the concrete boundaries of highways...
Set, Claire.
Mike.
Flashlight.
Robert.
At AFCO.
Manny, did you hear... It's 7:21. Did you hear that pussycat growl, that little purr I got?
They need that in New York. Get them going this morning.
I'm not giving it to them in New York. I'm keeping that for my very own self. Well, we look like we're going to get some more rain this morning.
Can I relate an interesting experience before we get going here?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Raining, pouring last night, right? So, Neil Gallagher, our FM program director, and I were over at Sears last night. We came out of the department store and walked across to our apartment, which is right across from Sears, and there was a lake. A lake right in front of the apartment block, right?
All right.
So, not wanting to get my $9 shoes wet...
Wait a minute. You didn't lay Neil down face forward in the water and walk on him.
No, I tried, but he wouldn't cooperate. Anyway, there was a cab in the parking lot of Polo Park. We opened up the door and I said, give us a ride home. Hopped in. The guy says, where are you going? I said, across the street. It cost us $1 to get home.
Just so you wouldn't have to walk in the water.
Yep.
Well, if you had a hat on your proper boots, you probably could have walked across it.
My galoshes.
Uh-huh.
As we slosh our way through a warm, wet Winnipeg morning, New York this morning is a paralyzed city. In Winnipeg, 17 Celsius, 63 Fahrenheit.
You keep saying sunny tomorrow, and it never gets sunny.
Yeah, I said that yesterday, didn't
I? That's right, you did. And it never gets sunny. All right. Incidentally, the YMHA got flooded out yesterday, so it's closed till Monday.
The YMHA.
The YMHA, all facilities closed till Monday. Now you can add that to your KY58 rumor room.
Boy, they just built a new facility down there.
Well, it got flooded out yesterday, So that's not too much fun for them. I have a parcel, a little package. It was delivered to me from two girls who work in a gas bar named Jan and Marlene. And I promised them that I would open this on the air. They say it's something that will shock and titillate me.
It's not hard.
It looks like looks like a small book is what it looks like. All right, you ready?
Get mad at it, Don.
What do I want to get mad at it for? All right. Hope they really got it put together here.
Rip it apart.
Arr!
Tear it down.
Oh, no, that girl wore me out.
Growl at it.
With that purr. I got to do another. I had to save myself because I have to do another growl later this morning for a girl who works in Polo Park and it's her 19th birthday today.
She's
supposed to be a sensational-looking young lady, too. So I got to save myself for that. Okay, here we go. It's written on a paper towel. It says,
Hope
you... No, I'm not kidding. It's written on a paper towel. To Mr. Don Percy, old master of the morning. We received this book, it is a book, from one of our customers at the gas bar. See, they work in a gas bar. And in trying to... I was just thinking, wonder if a gas bar would be a McDonald's if they served beans. Anyway, in trying to decide who was in most need of such a gift, the majority ruled in your favor. You were top contender for the gift. We hope you will enjoy it and get a new lease on your indecent life. P.S. Jan still hasn't calmed down since Monday. I really don't know what I'm going to do with her. Any suggestions? I gave Jan a growl to get her going the other morning.
Mm.
So she still hasn't calmed down. So we open it up, and it is indeed a small book. Do you know what it is? The New Testament.
Just what you always needed.
With the Canadian flag inside it, for goodness sake. Anyway, it's a Gideon Bible, as a matter of fact. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Thank you very much. It says on the back, hope you're not offended. Certainly not.
Very nice.
Very nice. Want me to read you a psalm or two?
Yeah, Psalm 23.
Psalm 23? Hold on just a moment here. Here's 27, 22, 23. The Lord is my shepherd. What am I doing here, for goodness sake?
Almost had you,
Don. Can you believe people tuning in first thing, and here's Percy saying, the Lord is my shepherd. All right, Martha, he's flipped around this time.
I'm Manny Bazunas with a master of the morning, Don Percy.
I shall not want.
On KYV.